We will take 10 precepts first. You open page, turn to page 11. When you're ready, you give me a signal. Okay? Is the speaker down, open or on or not? Downstairs. The speaker downstairs, is it on? Downstairs. Because the helper can listen. I think we take 10. Hold on, please. No, Anna, because we will give 10 precepts only. Otherwise, finish taking precepts 10 o'clock already. Okay, are you ready? Okay, page 11. This for. I know the layperson will take it precepts. You take it every day, but I want to. This one is for the nuns. Okay. Okasa. Yamahang vadami tang vadetha Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa The rest can recite together. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Saranang gamanang paripunang Panadipata Veramani สิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิอาดินาดานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิอาบรามาชาริยาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิสุราเมรยามัจจาปมาทฐานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิวิคาลาโบจานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามินัจฉากิตตาวาดิตาวิสุกาดาสนาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิมาลากันดาวิเลปันนาดารณามันดานาวิบุสนาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิอุจฉาสายนะมหาสายนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิยัตตารูปาราจตาปาติกาหานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิอิมานิปปาจาทัสสะสิกขาปะทานิสัมมาทิยามิอิมานิปปาจาทัสสะสิกขาปะทานิสัมมาทิยามิอิมานิปปปาจาทัสสะสิกขาปะทานิสัมมาทิยามิติสสรณินะสติงปปาจาทัสสะสีลังธัมมังสรุกังกัตตารุกังสุรคิตังกัตตวาอปมาเดนะสัมปเดทาสิเลนะสุกัตถิงยันติสิเลนะโบกะสัมปะตะสิเลนะดิบุตถิงยันติตัสมาสิลังวิสุทัยสาธุสาธุ
Good morning, everybody. Today, I supposed to give you Sutta study, right? Mangala Sutta. However, I already promised you to teach you four guardians, four protective meditation, and I have no time to fulfill my promise. Therefore, I decide to cut short the Sutta study. I can finish it within 2 days. And today, I would like to share with you how to practice four guardian or four protective meditation. Are you okay with it? Okay, good. Samantha chakkhavalesu atra gacchantu devata sadammam muni rajasa sunantu sagamokhadam dhamma savana kalo ayam badanda dhamma savana kalo ayam badanda dhamma savana kalo ayam badanda Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammaha sambuddhassa
So, apart from Anapanasati, which is our basic meditation subject, each of us must have one basic meditation subject. But in this retreat, we take Anapana as our basic. However, Anapanasati alone cannot overcome different types of negative thoughts that arise in the mind. Or different types of defilements that arise in the mind. If that defilements arise in the mind and yet cannot be overcome by Anapanasati, then one becomes very restless. The mind is full of agitation, restless. And one is defeated in the practice and may leave the section earlier or may leave the retreat. Therefore, as a skillful practitioner, we must learn different techniques. Each technique overcome particular defilements. Therefore, in this sense, we have four protective meditation. What are the four? Number one is Buddha Nusati, recollecting Buddha's virtues. Second, Metta Bhavana, loving kindness meditation. Third, Asubha Bhavana, contemplate the foulness of the body. Number fourth, Marana Nusati, collecting one's death or death contemplation. Okay, let me explain. These four guardian we call protective meditation. Why? Because it guards the mind. It protects the mind from the negative thoughts of without faith. Somebody become without faith. Buddha Nusati can overcome the one without faith. And sometimes the mind is beset by anger, agitation. Then we have to apply antidote of loving kindness meditation. Right? And sometimes, especially for men, the mind is beset with lust for the opposite sex. Then at this time, we will practice Asubha meditation to overcome the desire and lust that arise in the body. And sometimes we feel that no energy to practice. The mind is lazy, negligent. And we keep on postpone our time for the practice and forget that death can come at any time, any moment. So when we become negligent, lack of effort, lack of driving force to practice, we should contemplate death. Death is immediate. Death can come at any time, any moment. And if death comes, we don't know where we are going to reborn. So
Once we were born in an unhappy destination, we have no chance to cultivate meditation. We have no chance to cultivate any good deed, including listening to the Dhamma. Therefore, by contemplating one's immediate death, one can arouse one's effort to continue the practice. Therefore, these four types of protective meditation can guard the different negative state of the mind when they arise. If this, as just now I have mentioned, the different state of negative thoughts, that cannot be overcome by anapanasati. And yet, if you don't have other technique, can overcome the arising, the relevant, or the mentioned arising mental negativity, then you will stop short in your practice, which is a lose for you. Okay? And this four protective meditation is also a preparatory method, or it prepares the mind for the arising of insight. We must not forget, finally, it is the wisdom, the insight that leads to Nibbana, not Samatha, not Samadhi. In my own experience, my own experience, I practiced Samatha for many, many years. And I have seen my fellow practitioner also practice Samatha for many, many years. At that time, without knowing, without mix the Anapanasati with other meditation subjects like moment-to-moment practice, contemplation, contemplate on impermanent, on feeling, or founded, or four foundation of mindfulness, or the four protective meditation. Without a mixture, the spiritual path becomes so tedious, full of pain, full of hardship, and full of suffering. Unless you are the one endowed with great parami, within a month you shoot up to jhana. Otherwise, if you still cling to the view that I only want to practice samatha alone, no mix with other things, you have a long way to go. I tell you through my practical experience. I suffered it for years. Finally, I become awake and I adjust my own practice. I mix contemplation for foundation of mindfulness with anapanasati. Even though you cannot achieve jhana, at least in the four foundation of mindfulness, you know how to contemplate impermanent, you know how to contemplate suffering, you know how to contemplate cause and effect and non-self, you are close to the Buddha. Your mind is with the Buddha. Your mind is with the Dharma. Okay? Samatha is practiced by non-Buddhists as well, not only Buddhists. In Buddha's time, there are so many ascetics that practice Samatha, but they don't know how to proceed to insight. Only contemplation of anicca, dukkha, anatta can lead you to the realization of Four Noble Truths, which is what Buddha, Bodhisattva, seek for eons. Okay, so today I'm going to explain to you how to practice first Buddha Anusati. I hope I have enough time, okay? First of all, we must memorize the nine attributes of the Buddha. I believe you remember the nine, right? Iti viso arahang, arahang, samma sambuddho, vija charana sampanno, sugato, Loka vidu anuttaro purisa dhammasarati sattadeva manusanang butto bhagava. 9. I have written a book called Nine Attributes of the Buddha. However, it's in Chinese. So if you know Chinese, you read and learn in detail what is Buddha, what is Sammasambuddha, what is Bhagava, what is the meaning. Only then your contemplation on recollecting of Buddha's virtues is fruitful. Otherwise, you only recite Etipiso, Bhagava, Arahang. You don't understand what's Arahang. You don't understand what's Sammasambuddha. So you only recite the name without understanding the meaning. Okay? So first, we know this nine, the meaning of this nine, and then we recite first, verbally. Verbally recite can block some of the wandering thoughts. So we recite again, 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 again. Then after that, the second step is, first we recite verbally, third we recite mentally, silently in the mind. Until some of the restlessness mind is subside, some of the wandering thought is subside. Then finally, among this nine, we choose one. We choose one. Which one you feel more comfortable for you? You feel nice. You feel good. You have good feeling with that one attribute. Then you stick on that one. Let's say Buddha. What's the meaning of Buddha? Buddha is also one of the nine attributes. What is the meaning of Buddha? Butto. Butto means a weak. Weaken. A weak to the four noble truths. All the Bodhisattva, our Bodhisattva, Prince Siddhartha, spent four asankhaya and 100,000 kappas seeking for the truth. What is the truth he seeks? Is this four noble truths? So you must understand what is the four noble truths. Then once you understand, then you reflect Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Then you can know Buddha's mind. Buddha means awakening, awaken to the four noble truths, awaken from the delusion towards four noble truths. So when you Buddha, Buddha, first you recite the name first, Buddha, Buddha, until some restless thought is subside. Then gradually you lift the words and go to the meaning. The meaning of Buddha. What is the hidden meaning in the Buddha? Then it's the awakening to the Four Noble Truths. Then you can reflect a little bit the Four Noble Truths. Then at a time, a lot of pity, joy will arise in your mind. So this is how you practice Buddha Nusati. And this Buddha Nusati will reach only excess concentration. Later on, you can, after if you get bored with one word, you can change Arahang. Arahang. What's the meaning of Arahang? The killer of all greed, hatred, and delusion is called Arahang. So you can imagine yourself. When your mind is beset by anger, desire, jealousy, agitation, then you compare this type of mind with Arahant. A person who is peaceful, without any hatred, without any greed, without any delusion, then you can compare and you know the state of Arahant. By your own worldly state, you understand how peaceful if the mind is without all this anger, delusion, and greed. Then this state of mind can arouse your joy and happiness. Then gradually you achieve excess concentration. Why Buddha Nusati cannot reach jhana concentration? Because Buddha's virtues, the guna, Buddha's guna virtues is very superior. They cannot be penetrated by our worldly mind. They cannot be penetrated by a mind still full of refinements. So we only can think of it without really reach that state. And it's also the ultimate truth. That virtues is ultimate things that that cannot lead one to jhana. Ultimate truth cannot lead to jhana. Huh? Only concept, like breath, limita, all these are concept. Concept can lead to jhana. The four elements meditation are ultimate truth, cannot lead one to jhana. So once a while, it's good to practice Buddha Nusati. Like this morning, I practice the whole Buddha Nusati. I feel very pleasant, very happy, a lot of joy. Especially in this practice, in this spiritual path, it's not a smooth path. It's full of hardship. So sometimes we need some joy and happiness in order to push us along. Okay, secondly, what is the second protective meditation? Loving kindness, metta bhavana. This meditation is an emotional state. Why? Because it calls upon your feeling, your good feeling for all sentient beings. It's an open-hearted acceptance and feeling of goodwill towards all sentient beings. And traditionally, we use, may all beings be well and happy. May all beings be well and happy. In this metta bhavana, there are many ways to practice metta bhavana. Metta can lead one to the jhana. But in this protective meditation, we are not talking about jhana. We just want to cultivate goodwill to all sentient beings so that we ourselves feel happy, contented, pleasant, that can support our either anapanasati or our insight meditation. So jhana is not intended here. So for this protective meditation, the method is general pervasion. General pervasion, you mean that you radiate metta from yourself first, then to your teacher, then to all the fellow monks, nuns and preceptors, and to all the helpers. Then after you extend it a bit in this Balepulau area, or in this Appamada, all being in the Appamada, then to the Balepulau, then to the Penang, then to Malaysia, then you extend to the province and to the country and to all over the world up to the whole universe. It's called pervasion. You pervade the metta from one area and extend it to the whole universe. And this can give you pleasant feeling, goodwill, a feeling of goodwill and pleasant feeling, so that this pleasant feeling can support you, can support your anapanasati as well as your insight meditation. And also, when you radiate this metta to all sentient beings, devas are included and you will be protected. Deva like us to send metta to them. They can read your mind. So if they know you send metta to them, they feel happy, then they will protect you. Okay. And before begins the practice, one is advised to recollect the benefit of patience. The benefit of patience, kanti, and loving kindness, as well as the dangers of anger. So to make this loving kindness more effective, first we reflect the benefit we recollect the benefit of metta first, or non-anger first. What's the benefit of metta? There are 11 benefits. Why? Right? First, one, sleep well. No need sleeping pills. Second, one wakes up well. Thirdly, one has no bad dreams. Fourth, one is protected, one is dear, one is very dear to human beings. I remember when I first in Pa'ao Meditation Center, my fellow nun is full of metta. Because she is full of metta, so many people, she's dear to human beings, right? Many people like to approach her. At that time, I was her friend. I get very frightened. When I have a lot of metta, so many people love me. Every time come and approach me, my time gone. I'm going to meditate. So when I see that situation, and against the metta. I don't want to practice metta because I'm afraid too many people, you know, they are so dear to me, every time want to see me, every time want to come close to me, then how am I going to practice? So from that incident, I never liked metta. But from my experience, I see a loving person can draw a lot of energy to herself, to or himself. But this is not what I want, to become a nun, right? Anyway, this is called dear to human beings. Then another one is dear to non-human beings. Non-human beings, including all the devas, also were like you. And the next benefit, one is protected by deva, and one is protected, one is unharmed by poison, weapon, and some fires and so on. This mentioned in the story, many stories was mentioned in Dhammapada. For example, one Uttara, one time, one lady who has attained metta jhana and becomes a stream enterer. But unfortunately, she was married to a man who is not Buddhist. So she feels very lost because she cannot approach Sangha. She also cannot see the Buddha, cannot offer food to the Sangha. So she feels very lost. So one day, and she told her husband, and she said that, I find a prostitute for you. I find a girl for you. This woman will take care of you. Can you spare me 1 week? So that this week I can invite monks and do house dana and take care of them. But I find another girl for you for a week. So to her, husband, second, Dhamma, first. So then her husband said, okay, no problem. As long as you get a woman for me. Okay. So for a week, she invite all the monks come to her house, and she was very busy. She herself go into the kitchen and cook and serve all the monks. And one day, when she was cooking in the kitchen, during Indian time, maybe they use firewood, not like us, gas. So all her body become very dirty with all the charcoal, all the face become black here and there. And her husband was standing upstairs, and through the window, her husband saw his wife become so, you know, messy. And her husband laughed. However, the woman who was employed to serve the husband, suddenly become so jealous of that man laughing to her wife. You see, women are very difficult to understand. She take people's money and still she feel jealous when her husband laugh to the wife. What's wrong with her? And she feels so jealous suddenly, and with the anger, she went to the kitchen and take a hot pot of hot water. Immediately rush out, want to pour into the body of the wife. At that time, the wife saw, she rushing to her and taking a pot of hot water. She has no anger at all, and she has no fear. Immediately, she radiate loving kindness to her. May this lady, may she be well and happy, free from all danger. And at a time when the hot water was poured to her, suddenly changed to ice water. The hot water changed to ice water, and she was not harmed at all. Therefore, one of the benefits is unharmed by fire, poison, and this hot water. Later on, this woman knew her fault and asked for forgiveness. Therefore, I say asking for forgiveness is so important. If she didn't ask for forgiveness, she cannot become a noble one. I think finally she realized her fault and asked for forgiveness, and the wife, of course, forgive her and bring her to see Buddha, and Buddha teach her Dhamma. I think she also become stream enterer. But if she did not ask for forgiveness, after dying, she will go to hell, not to say become noble one. Therefore, whatever fault you think you have, asking forgiveness is essential so that you can be protected. Okay? So this is the benefit of the metta. Another benefit is one dies unconfused. And one has very, one dies unconfused because everybody dies with a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, confusion. But one with metta has no confusion. And number 10 benefit is the woman loved most. What's the 10 benefit? So you know well, good complexion, no need makeup. Your smile is the most natural makeup. Suddenly I remember what one episode in an aeroplane when I just came back from USA and flying to from Singapore to Malaysia. In that aeroplane, one woman keep on makeup, brush, probably take out the mirror. After her makeup ready, I see her face. To me, it's not beautiful at all. I cannot sense any beauty in her. No, if she's my friend, I will tell her, beauty is in your heart, not in this, on the face. This is what I really, you know, feel it, you know. I don't think that makeup beautify her. And also many times, you know, sometimes when I was in USA, some of my supporter come and support me the food with the makeup, you know. So I don't know what is their original face. Because so many color, how I know the original face? But after when I have the retreat, then 10 precept cannot make up. So they have to remove all the makeup. Suddenly I see, oh, then I told her, you look much more beautiful now. This is my true experience. I'm not trying to please her, no? I feel she's much more beautiful without all this color on the face. So from this many of my experience, I feel that no need to make up. Unless you have no confidence in yourself. You have no confidence in yourself, you need makeup to give you confidence, then go ahead. Otherwise, not necessary. And why I say so, there's also another episode that remind me that support my point of view. When I first went to one state of university, and one of my supporter and another friend, she came with another woman which I never see her before. So when I arrived at the airport, my students present me the flower. Then next turn is the one who I never met before. So when I first see her face, I was so shocked. Why you're so shocked? I'm so sorry to say this. I feel that how can a person be so ugly? I never see such an ugly person.
So I suddenly, you know, stunned and look at her. But I know I'm, okay, it's just my first impression, okay? But after that, and in a retreat, she helps around. And when I get used to it and get used to her face, I feel that she's not ugly at all. Not as ugly as I first met her. So why I want to share with you this, just to tell you, finally, the face, what it counts, not the face counts. What it counts? The heart counts. So from this experience, I also understand, just a first impression. Because first impression, ugly is ugly, so what? But after you get along with somebody, you forget her. You forget her, whether she's beautiful or whether she's ugly. The beauty of the heart counts. This I really experienced. And when I went to USA, you know, many layperson, especially Mahayana layperson, many people told me, say, sister, you are the nun I have never met who looks so good, who have very good complexion. I say, I also don't know I have a good complexion until you tell me, you know. Otherwise, how I know I'm good-looking or not good-looking, right? Only my supporter tell me that I'm good-looking and I start to know I'm good-looking. What I want to say is that doesn't bother me, right? Whether I'm good-looking or not good-looking, to me, not important. But the layperson tell me only I know I'm good-looking. Okay, so what's important is the beauty of the heart, okay? So the metta can make a complexion very attractive. Okay, the last one, the last benefit is to the metta. If one proceed to the insight, one can become arahant. If one fail to become arahant, one will be reborn in Brahma world. So these are the 11 benefits one can achieve if one practice metta meditation. So you can start with oneself. May I be well and happy. Traditionally, there are four. May I be free from all dangers or enmity. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I look after myself happily. I think it's too many. So you can choose either one. Unless you get bored with that one, then you change the second verse. And to oneself, to the teacher, and to all the practitioners here, to all the helpers, we must have gratitude to all helpers, right? So when the metta is associated with gratitude, it becomes more powerful. Then also to all beings in Appamatta and to all beings in Balai Pulau Pinang, if pervert, spread out until the whole universe, may all beings be well and happy. You should practice this at least 10 minutes or 15 minutes in once a day. Okay, the third one, meditation on foulness, impurity of the body. This is to overcome the strong lust to the body or to the opposite sex. And usually the monk practice this contemplation on corpse, the decaying corpse. They have to go to the cemetery. Usually in ancient Indian time, they throw the dead body on the open space. And if you want to practice this way, you go to that, sit close to the dead body and observe. Open your eye and see, okay, today the dead body look in this way. Then after third day, you come again. You see the corpse decaying, change form and start to decay. Then all the maggot, coming out from the body. Then all the jackal, dogs, eagle come and bite, take away all the intestine, and body becomes scattered here and there. So decaying stage, you observe this decaying stage of that body. However, nowadays, where to find this decaying stage of that body? All under the ground or burned already. Therefore, we only can imagine.
Use imagination. But it also can be very flightful if you are a timid person. Some people are very timid mind. So if ask her to practice this type of meditation, they will be overcome by fear. Therefore, for a lay person, it's better to practice 32 parts. To practice this 32 part, we have to decide. Recitation is very important. You can turn to page 29. You see, 32 part can be divided into 6 groups. Let's say group 1, Kesa, Loma, Naka, Danta, Daju. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin. So we recite it orderly or orally, loudly. In forward order, then after that, reverse order. Reverse order is what? Skin, teeth, nails, body hair, and head hair. So keep on reciting, then forward order, head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, then reverse order, skin, teeth, nails, body hair, head hair. Verbally, we don't care what the impurity first. Just want to recite it orally so that you can remember first. Then after that, you can remember, we go to the group 2. Before we go to group 2, we also start with the head, hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, then flesh. Mangsang, flesh. Naharu, sinews. Ati, bones. Ati minjang, marrow. Wakang, kidneys. So we recite head, hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidneys. After that, reverse order. Kidney, marrow, bones, sinews, flesh, skin, teeth, nails, body hair, head, hair, again. Until it become, you can remember, expert, then go to the third group, heart, liver, membranes, spleen, and lungs. Then after that, you start with head, hair again. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bone, marrow, kidney, heart, liver, membranes, spleen, and lungs. Then forward, then reverse order from lungs, spleen. You read again. Please read. Membranes, liver, heart, kidneys, marrow, bones, sinews, flesh, skin, teeth, nails, body hair, head hair. Then after run my heart ready, we go to the fourth group. The rest, while listening, don't listen to the ear. When I tell head hair, body hair, you should start head hair, body hair. Don't just listen to the ear. Immediately, you put into practice. Okay, this is how Buddha's time, why they can gain enlightenment by listening to Dhamma talk. They don't listen here, then come out here. No, when they listen here, they put into the practice immediately on the spot. Only then they can realize the truth. They can become noble one on the spot. Unfortunately, nowadays we don't listen in this way. We listen through the ear, not through the heart. So we through the ear, left ear in, right ear out. So Dhamma is not retained in the heart. Buddha's time not like that. Left ear in, direct go into heart, and immediately put into practice. Okay. Then we go to the group 4. Please read. Intestines, mesentery, undigested food, feces, and brain. And after you master it, you start from the head hair up to the brain again. Then reverse order from the brain up to head hair again. So it takes very long time, right? Then after that, you go to the group 5. Bowel, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, and fat. Then you start with the head hair again. Like, come once more. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, membranes, lungs, intestines, mesentery, undigested food, feces, brain. Then above, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat. Then reverse order. Then reverse order again until you become proficiency in this reverse order and forward order. Then come to the last group, group six. Tears, grease, saliva, nasal mucus, synovial fluid, urine. Then after that, reverse order again. In the Visuddhimagga, that mentioned a story. A monk after learned this 32 part just by reciting head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, flesh, nail, and so on, up to the end, then reverse order again. When he walked, he keep on reciting 1 month. After reciting 1 month, he attained first jhana. Just by reciting. Because when you recite, no restlessness. The hindrance for jhana is restlessness. So when you keep on reciting, when there's no restlessness, then the mind become one-pointedness, then to attain jhana is possible. Therefore, just by reciting, head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, then slowly you can overcome all the wandering thoughts in your mind. Okay. And later on, when you're familiar with the reciting, then we slow down. Now, 32 part, we slow down. Head hair, when you reflect head hair, you keep attention on the top of the head and reflect the head hair by way of its color, by way of its, you know, impurity. Let's say you take out one head hair and put into your plate, a bowl of porridge. Put in your rice, into your rice, afternoon time, lunch time. Huh? You take one, but now you have no hair. So take out one, mix with the rice. Then you reflect how impure is the head hair. Okay. And like tea also. Tea, you want to know how impure is the tea, you go in front of the mirror and examine one by one. Or tomorrow morning, before you brush your teeth, you try to smell your own tea. See how impure and how smelly it is. Then remember that. Then you can contemplate. Tea repulsive, head hair repulsive. Each one you have to see is repulsive, impure part, like skin. How the skin repulsive? You can reflect the wrinkle skin. If your own skin is not wrinkle, then you can find some old, 90 years old, or her face wrinkle, like a bitter god. Bitter god, the skin of bitter god. Then you can imagine, okay, that is skin, and put that onto your own skin. Then reflect how repulsive is the skin when the skin gets old. Okay? So one by one, you reflect it. Later on, I will find a book, 32 part, all the internal one, and or how repulsive it looks. I will put outside here. If you are interested, you can have a look. But after you look it, you may not be able to eat already. So be careful. If you, the moment you look it, you feel so repulsive, if you can't stand it, then don't look it. Okay? So let me repeat a little bit. So first you just recite it verbally without understand how impure it is. And in forward order, first five group in forward order, then reverse order. Then after that, second group must start with first group first. Until the end also, you must start with the first group. Forward order, reverse order. Walking also, sitting also, standing also, you keep on recite. First, verbally. Secondly, mentally. Thirdly, It must reflect the real repulsiveness of each organ. Sometimes you cannot feel your own organ, but you can imagine what you have seen in animals' organ. Their lung, their spleen, their liver. You can take that animal's organ, which you have seen before, and put into your own body. And after that, when you reflect head hair, body hair, not too fast or not too slow. If it was too slow, head hair, sleep, and body hair. So in the gap, head hair and body hair, there will be laziness in your mind. So it's called too slow. But if you're too fast, head hair, body hair, you know, then it becomes, the mind gets very tired because too fast. Therefore, not too fast and not too slow. And alert and mindful of any distraction when it comes. When head hair, body hair, some distraction will come, you also must be mindful. And surmounting gradually the concept of words and regarding only the foulness, successively leaving unclear parts. So after that, the word no more important. For example, head hair no more important. You only reflect the impure of the head hair. The impurity become the focus. And later on, because 32 parts too many, right? So gradually, not all 32 parts become clear to you. Some parts are clear, some parts are not clear. So if you are a skillful person, you have to leave unclear part and focus on the clear parts. Some people are not skillful. They thought all 32 parts must be very clear. So even the unclear one, they spend a lot of time to make it clear. Not necessary. One part of the 32 also can lead you to jhana. So you leave the unclear part, especially what you have never seen before, like spleen. You do not know how the spleen looks like. And you squeeze your brain and whole day thinking, what is spleen? Become distracted. The mind become distracted and get very angry. So skillful person will know how to leave aside, or put aside the unclear part and focus on the clear part. Okay? And finally, you will attain first jhana. Later on, we have practiced internal, external also. Internal 32 part and external. You take the 32 part, the person who sits in front of you, and see their 32 part. It's called internal, external. One of my friends who practiced this 32 part, after that, for a few days, he cannot eat. She cannot eat at all. So impure, so repulsive. Without practice this 32 part, we think the body is very clean, very beautiful. If clean, you don't have to take shower already. Why should we take shower? Because it's so smelly. Therefore, we use way to clean, to wash away all the impure part. If you don't wash away, the body is very smelly, full of impurity. Okay, the last one is meditation on death. This is called contemplation on impermanence. And this contemplation on the dead can arouse one's spiritual urgency. Especially when we become lazy. We think we still have today, not free, tomorrow. Tomorrow, not free, day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, still not free, business so busy. Maybe when I retired. When I retired, I still have grandson, granddaughter to take care. So really, no time. When that comes, you see, then you remorse. How can I have no time? I just waste my time. It's not I have no time, I waste my time. Then the remorse. When that comes, your mind is overcome by all remorse. Therefore, when you contemplate that death, it's a contemplation impermanent that death can occur at any time, any moment, to arouse your spiritual urgency, to arouse your effort that right now is the practice. Who knows what happened tomorrow? Death can come at any time, any moment. So we only living We live from moment to moment, don't care about tomorrow. What can I practice now? I practice. And to start this practice, usually we recollect one person who previously you know, but now dead already. Don't choose your relative. Don't choose your close family or immediate family because they will arouse your sorrow and grief. Maybe you can recollect Buddha first. Buddha endowed with all the powers, still cannot escape death. So then after you reflect all the mighty kings, Asoka king, or all the powerful president in this world who have passed away already. So no one can escape death. Then finally, then one person you know before, but now already dead. Then you think, just as this one die and is no more, so I too will not escape that fate. I too will not escape that destination. So we keep on reflecting, the dead will come upon you, that will come upon you, then to arouse your spiritual urgency. So these are the four ways for protective meditation. You should practice each sitting at least two. For one day to practice all is a bit more. Too much for you. So each sitting you choose one, I think metta is necessary. Contemplation on that once a while. If you're lazy, then you shift to contemplation on that. And sometimes you feel no joy in the practice. No pushing for, no joy. Then you practice recollecting of the Buddha. Recollecting the virtues of the Buddha to arouse your joy and happiness. And sometimes you feel that, you know, think of here, sitting here, but think of husband, think of wife. Then practice foulness of the body, the impure of the body. So from time to time, but every day, when no defilement, no negative thought that arise in your mind, you also have to start with metta first. Either one, metta or Buddha Runsati, choose one. This can support your anapanasati. We call preliminary work or preparatory work. Prepare your mind for deeper concentration or prepare your mind for arising of insight. Okay? Okay, any question you have regarding this four protective meditation? No question, then we should stop here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you know today there's interview, right? They know. Abhivadana sili sani chang utta pachayino chattaro dhamma vadanti ayuvanno sukhang balang ayuvarogya sampatti saga sampatti mevacha atho libana sampatti iminate samijatu.